Well, again, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV on this beautiful Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode, talking today about loneliness is a gift. Loneliness is a gift. Have you ever had one of those streams of consciousness moments? Well, I had one last night. I was in bed with my lovely wife and she was falling asleep. And I was telling her a bedtime story, like she tells me. And I began talking about what makes me happy, about loneliness and sadness and my thoughts on that. And I finally came to a conclusion that I think has been building for many years. And that is that loneliness is a gift, not a curse. That sadness is a gift from God, not a curse. Now, you may think, well, doesn't the Bible say that we're supposed to rejoice? And don't you say that we're supposed to have gozo all the time and all this stuff, right? Absolutely. But both are true. Let me explain. My whole life, I've always been a very happy young man and always in love with life, in love with music, in love with God and church, my family. But I've also always been a contemplative type. A creative, you know, those artistic temperaments, you know, the type. And later in life, now in my 40s and now in my 50s, I'm 50 now, be 51 in April, I'm realizing how lonely I feel and how I feel sad many times. And I would say for a while, I have thought that was a bad thing. And so I've tried to fill that space or to do a lot of things as to not feel alone and to not feel empty or sad. I've even counseled young people that deal with the same thing, and I've told them, well, you know, try this and that to avoid loneliness or to overcome loneliness. But I finally have concluded, based on Psalm 139, based on Matthew 22:23, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, as well as the Garden of Gethsemane event, and many other biblical moments, that sadness is a gift. And I tell you that because there is no need for some of us. I don't think this is prescriptive to everyone, but I think for some of us that are more creative and such, our sadness is our best friend. Maybe you've seen the movie A Beautiful Mind with I forget his name now, but that amazing actor from the other movie, I forget, Gladiator, Russell Crowe, yes. I've been feeling like I'm forgetting everything and I have Alzheimer's, so one of my latest anxiety bouts. Russell Crowe from Gladiator, the movie, A Beautiful Mind, he would see these friends and he had schizophrenia and he thought that maybe at first they were real people, and then through treatment and all this stuff and all the bad things that happened to him, he wanted to get rid of these friends. And finally, at the end of the movie, when he's maybe in his 50s, 60s, 70s, he accepted those friends and he just learned to ignore them. And I feel like sadness and loneliness in many ways are my friends. Now, I'm not talking about suicide or depression or about any of those conditions that may be more severe, or even schizophrenia. I'm talking about that creative longing that many of us have, where a lot of beautiful things are birthed. Can dangerous things or bad things come from loneliness? Of course. But what I'm talking about is that gift from God called loneliness and sadness, where good things are built, where good things are made. I remember a time when I lived in Colorado where I was dealing with vertigo and a lot of anxiety. And I remember thinking or writing a lot of songs. I wrote maybe 10, 15, 20 songs. I haven't written that many songs since. And that creativity came out of that sadness, out of that loneliness. I've also realized how my sadness isn't because, you know, one thing people always tell me, and maybe this happens to you, is, well, you have so many reasons to be happy. How can you be sad? You have your beautiful wife, your amazing children, all these things. And they're not really the same thing. In some ways, they are separate topics. The loneliness isn't a void of anything. It's a longing. It is an emptiness, but it's not because I am lacking in love. Now, it does feel that way at times. At times, sadness and loneliness, emptiness does feel like there's something missing, thus the word emptiness. But I've realized that when you leave room or you make space or you make room for emptiness and sadness, that you actually are able to let God then fill that hole. And instead of fighting this gift, I have realized that this is a part of my temperament, personality, it's a part of my gift. And so I want to give you a few things to do with your loneliness, a few practical tips, what to do when you feel sad or what to do when you feel alone. Number one is to create. Create out of that loneliness. Get in touch with the real depth and the real feeling behind that sadness. When I feel sad, it often feels like someone is missing from my life. And often I think back of, I think back to my grandmother who passed away, who was my everything, my life. I think back on my childhood years where I had to be far from my parents in my early teens. And so when I make room, when I hold space for sadness and loneliness, it connects me to those events. Now, you may wonder, you may say, why would you want to get in touch with that? Well, because there is healing in recovery. You have to tap into or touch with God that pain so that you can allow God and His Spirit to heal us. So that's number one. Number two, besides create, is to then connect. Maybe I'll give you three C's. Create, connect. Connect is to have a coach, a mentor, a loved person, a loved one who can walk with you through these things. I have a friend, a young friend who I'm coaching, and she's very intelligent and has been dealing with a ton of heavy stuff the last couple of years. And the thing that I fear for her the most is that she, I would almost say, likes to walk through these things alone. Maybe likes isn't the right word, but that definitely is her default. And I can relate to that. But even though we are talking about loneliness and we are talking about sadness as a gift, these are things to not mess around with. You don't want to mess around with loneliness or sadness. You need someone, especially if you're uninitiated or maybe you're still not a mature person when it comes to loneliness and sadness, you definitely want to have someone to walk with you through these topics, a therapist that can explain to you where this comes from. I remember when I saw a therapist also years ago, we went through a therapy technique called MDR, I think is what it is, where you hold these probes and they somehow through electrical currents, etc. It wasn't a shock treatment or anything, but definitely it had some vibrations, some sensations. But through those sensations, your brain would connect back to these events in your life that were painful and yet where the healing was found. And so a therapist, a coach, a spiritual guide, a life coach. Of course, I'm available at divitrina.com/free coaching to walk with you through these things. It's important to connect to someone, to avoid, like my friend is doing, this tendency or temptation to be strong on your own understanding. The Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. There is wisdom in the counsel of others. We all need a group, a team of people, besides yourself and your Instagram and your phone. Besides that, you need a sister, a brother, a friend, maybe even besides your parents, a third party that that you can connect with. And then perhaps the last C is to look at create, connect. And what comes to mind is chemical. And that may sound like drugs or something. I don't mean that you should take drugs, but I do mean that you should look at your temperaments and your personality. I have discovered in my years, especially studying psychology and going to therapy, that there is a certain chemical way that God made my brain. I am a creative. I am an artist. And because of that, I will always be this way. I will have these moments where I will feel alone and there's nothing wrong, where I will feel sad and there's nothing wrong. There's no reason to cry. But because of the chemistry of my brain and the makeup of my body and my life circumstances, that is my greatest gift. That is a part of my gift. I always think of Psalm 139. It says that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made. And I love that passage because I think when you're alone and you feel sad, you definitely feel like there's something wrong. You want to fix that problem. People feel bad. They feel sad for you. They think that there's something wrong, and you give the impression of something being wrong. I know for me, I have often maybe let others, certainly my wife and friends, believe that I am needing some help when I feel sadness, when I have felt alone, when in reality, as I've discovered it more and more, to discover this, my sadness is a part of who I am. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. There's nothing wrong with you. And the same thing with me or with you. You are made exactly as you were meant to be made. And now, of course, the path of growth needs to happen, of maturing. Even though chemically you are perhaps more of a melancholy person, more of, you know, more a creative type and an artist, it doesn't mean that you need to give in to that stuff or to let it destroy you or let it somehow take away your passion for life. And I want to read Psalm 139 here. I was looking it up. It says, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar." And then way towards the end, it says, "Where shall I go from your spirit?" And then in verse 13, this is the beautiful part, "For you formed my inward parts." I love that, inward parts. That includes your brain chemistry. It includes your DNA. It includes the cells that are in your body. It includes your personality. It includes every part of who you are. God clearly says here that He formed you exactly as you are. He knitted you together in your mother's womb. And then the psalmist says, "I praise you for you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." My prayer for you today is that you will realize that you are wonderful, that your sadness is wonderful, that your loneliness is not a curse, a sin, or a problem to fix. Connect, create, look at your chemistry, look to Jesus. He is the author and the maker of our faith. Make sure that you are connecting with God. Go to Him with your sadness, not necessarily to heal it, but so that He would make you aware of how beautiful you are, even through your sadness. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel at David Trigg, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.